His crew recruited 3 young Nonduria to join their mission. Like so many others these days, the Houndlings had been searching for work, but it had been prospect of great fortune from a dragon catch, Adarin reckoned, and not the mere handful of gems that John had pushed into their hands that convinced the Nonduria to board the vessel.
Lost in thought again, are you?
A woman spoke from behind him. As Adarin turned to discover Enora standing there, a smile curled his lips. The woman leaned against the railing, her long red hair billowing behind her. She was dressed in weather-worn leather trousers, a lightweight linen shirt, leather boots, and a dark green doublet to shield her from the cool morning breeze. 2 Sidhari swords, her favorite weapons, short, curved blades that had been gifted to her from a desert elf prince, hung from ornamented sheaths at her hips.
Well?
She coaxed.
What is going on in there?
I'm thinking that at this very moment, my life could hardly be any better, he confessed. The 3 gods must truly love me to bestow such great fortune.
Embarking on a journey without a single coin in your purse, on the hunt for the most vicious creatures in this realm, you consider that to be the greatest fortune?
Enora looked shocked, but the sparkle in her blue eyes proved she was teasing. Adarin chuckled. It's all a question of perspective. I think of it this way. Aboard one's own ship, in the company of the most loyal crew that I could wish for, we are approaching the most promising realm of Cloudmere. Great adventures, not to mention treasures, await us. And to top it all off, the sun shining from the blue heavens pales in comparison to the smile of the woman standing before me who has my heart.
You've got such a flair for the poetic. Enora smiled. Any bard would turn green from jealousy, or white with nausea.
Adarin set his hands on his hips. Well, this much is sure. I won't waste any verses on you in my next epic. Now Enora laughed.
Settle down. I love you most because of your courage and your good heart. The beautiful words you whisper in my ear only increase that love beyond any shadow of doubt.
Her right hand wandered toward the medallion that she wore in a chain around her left wrist, a gift that Adarin had given her last moon cycle. Taijirin had crafted the token, promising protection to the wearer.
A love that I return,
Adarin said, approaching Enora. He wrapped his arms around her, gazing into her eyes.
Now, we're just missing one thing to make this moment perfect. If you say an heir to the family line, I'll cast myself overboard,
Enora warned. Adarin grinned.
A dragon,
he continued, his gaze wandering across the endless white of the Cloudmere that spanned before them. A dragon to pursue and conquer, and to return home to the greatest lord and honor. With that, the lovers parted and took their places at the railing.
Well, we haven't had much success on our hunt so far,
Enora admitted.
Except for the one bronze neck that we caught last week, but he was just a buck and not especially big. If we don't find a full-grown bull soon, we'll return to Skarkagar just as poor as when we left.
Our stores aren't used up yet, Adarin said soothingly. And anyway, we're approaching the zone where most other Jaeger ships will surely turn back. Just wait. Soon we'll be alone on the Cloudmere, free to make the catch of our lives.
What makes you so sure about that?
I just know it. Comrades! Called John from high atop the crow's nest at mainmast. Ialrist is on his way back! Adarin looked up as John pointed portside. The small, wiry man with wild black hair and the keen vision of a lynx had the withered skin of someone who had spent most of his days under the hot sun and whipping wind atop the crow's nest as he kept a